Danielle from San Diego.
Hi, everybody. My name is Danielle, and I'm an alcoholic. And I am nervous. Wow. Thank you, Richard, for asking me to speak tonight. It's my first time, and I get to speak in front of all you guys. So we'll start out. My sobriety date is November 6, 2012. I've done this deal, not really done it, but I've been in and out of the rooms before I did it this time. And, you know, there was a very important step that I left out. Like, I was never willing to give my life over to God. I just thought I could do it myself. I went through recovery homes, did a whole bunch of programs because of the court and, you know, whatever. I was just trying to get people off my back. And second I'd get out, I was back to drinking and using again. And this time around, like, unfortunately, it took me losing everything before coming in. And I didn't really think I had a chance. I was to the point where, like, I didn't want to kill myself, but I definitely didn't know how to live the way I was living. And I didn't think there was a way to live any better. I'd been to meetings and people talked about having 5 years or 10 years, and I was just like, no way. Like, they have to be lying. Like, there's no way somebody can stay sober that long. Either that or they're not alcoholic. And now I'm standing here with a little over a year, and I'm just like, wow. Like, I've never been able to put more than 28 days together, and that was in a recovery home. But anyways, I don't want to go into too much about what it was like because I'm only 10 minutes. So, just a little bit about what it was like right before I came in. Like I said, I had lost everything. I was bouncing around from couch to couch, and, like, you know, I was miserable. The feelings inside of me, like, I don't know. Like, it was crazy. And when I came down here, I had another chance. I came to my grandma's house from – I was living in L.A. before this. And I came down to my grandma's house in Rancho Bernardo, and she told me I could stay with her as long as I was actively looking for a detox or recovery program. And I was like, sure, like, I can play this, you know. But she woke me up every day at 5 in the morning and made sure I called. So, unfortunately, I got in. So I'm happy about that now, but at the time I wasn't. And right after that, I went into Crossroads down in Hillcrest and got kicked out of there because of my behavior. But I stayed sober through that. And, you know, now today, like, I can say God has been the only thing, the only reason that I'm here today. Like, I recently just lost my grandmother after Christmas, the same one who really helped me get sober. And that was a really, really hard thing to deal with. And if it weren't for God, like, there's no way that I'd be sober today. I have a sponsor. I'm working my steps. I don't really know what to say. 10 minutes sure seems like a long time up here. I don't understand how the 45-minute guy's going to do it, but just kidding. I can just say that, like, since I've been sober, I never imagined that with the amount of debt that I was in, with the amount of times I've been to jail, was not looking good. I was unemployable when I first came in. I really didn't know how to work a regular job. Like, I kind of had jobs handed to me before, or worked as a bartender, so it wasn't really a real office job or something. I kind of went through school a little bit when I first left high school and then decided to drop out of that because it got in the way of my drinking. So this time around, it was just like, I mean, got all the feelings that come up when you're getting sober that you're not used to, and, like, I don't know, it was really hard, but I stayed sober through it. And I don't know, today I'm getting married next month, which I didn't think was ever going to happen. I'm back in school, and I'm going back to school for my computer science degree, which I started when I was younger, but I'm finishing up now, and I'm employable today. I actually have some real friends today that aren't just around because I'm the one with the drugs or the alcohol, and that's really cool. I don't know. It's really been – it's had its ups and downs, but I can definitely say that my life has never been better than it is today. And, God, I'm so nervous. you know, another thing I wanted to bring up was I had done a four-step a few months after I had gotten sober. And my sponsor at the time actually kidnapped me for the weekend and was like, you're getting this done, and then made me do the fifth while I was over there. And I think it was a great idea. There weren't very many distractions, and that was the only thing I had to do. But the problem was I started going through it, and on the My Part column, it kind of just became like, I didn't have boundaries, or I did this, or, you know, just repetitive. I wasn't thorough at all. And this time around, I was instructed by my new sponsor to be very thorough, especially on the My Part, because that's what really matters, and, you know, recognizing where we've went wrong. And, you know, it's crazy. When I started doing it again, like, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm totally noticing a pattern here. Like, that's the whole point of it. But it was just, you know, it really did some good. I mean, my four-step is, I don't even know, like, at least 12 pages long, like, six front and back. And the My Part section is actually the longest part of my four-step, which took a lot for me to do. But once I started realizing where I was going wrong and, you know, where what my part was in all of these situations, I was holding on to these resentments, and those resentments are what caused me to drink. Like, every single time, like, I remember, you know, I grew up in an alcoholic household. My dad, well, I don't want to call him an alcoholic, you know, but he definitely drank to qualify. And when I was growing up, it was crazy. He was never there. My mom was never there because she was working two jobs and going to school at the same time, trying to support us. And I kind of became like the head of the household. I was responsible for my little brother, and I grew a huge resentment against my dad. I used to think that my drug and alcohol use was his fault. Like, if he would have never acted that way, I wouldn't have had any idea how to do that. And I'm realizing today that's not the issue. But I hadn't talked to him since I was 14, and when I was, I don't know, about 20, I remember, this is before I came into AA at all, and I remember just, like, literally, like, writing out, like, all these things, what I hated him for, and, you know, you made me drink, and you made me do drugs, and, like, a letter that I was never going to send him, but just, like, blaming him for everything that I was doing. And that literally was the reason. I would, you know, pick up a bottle of pills or a, you know, bottle of alcohol as I'm writing it, and just, like, this is all his fault. And it's crazy, because through sobriety, like, I've actually gained a relationship with him today. And, you know, he's actually been sober about 11 years now, which I didn't even know, because I wasn't a part of his life. And that's where my part came into it. It was like, you know, I was holding these resentments and drinking over them. And then, you know, when, I don't know, like, when I started realizing what my part in, like, I might not have had a part in my childhood, but when I came back and drank over those resentments, like, that was going to kill me. And, yeah, so I've finally come to terms with that. Now, he is going to be the one walking me down the aisle, which is really great to hear. So it's been cool. How much time do I have? 3 minutes. I didn't see any signs. So. Man, this is a long 10 minutes. Well, I don't really know what else to say. I guess I can say, too, that, like, man, I, with the kind of record and, like, police record and wreckage I've done, I honestly didn't think that it was possible for any of this to happen. Like, I don't know, I had lost my job and, like, lost everything, and it was just, like, when I came in, like, the feelings that I had was just, like, I was completely, I don't know, I felt worthless. I don't know, it's crazy. Like, the way I feel today, like, of course, I'll still be a little insecure about things like speaking and stuff, but for the most part, like, I'm okay with me today. Like, I can live it the way that I am today. I can go to sleep and talk to my sponsor every day and talk to her, you know, about things that, or maybe I got wrong, resentments that I had against people. And, you know, she's one of the first ones to point out, well, what about what you did? And I'm like, oh, God. Of course. I have a part in everything. But I don't know. It's been great. Like, I don't really know what else to say. I feel like I'm repeating myself now, so I'm going to sit down. Thank you.
Thank you.